Okay, Apollo 10, this is Houston. Let's see, Gene, I've got a short map update and a photo update. However, did I copy before that you say you are out of film or you're about out of film?
Stand by, Joe. We're in the middle of a landmark track. We'll call you, over.
Sorry, standing by. Okay, 10, this is Houston. We observed on your last mark there that you got four marks, and the last one was just past the nadir. It looks like if you increase your pitch rate just a little bit, you can probably get five marks without any problem.
Roger. Houston, this is 10, over.
Roger, 10, go ahead.
Roger, that first one, that group was not on what I think is Site 150. In this low sun angle, you got so darn many craters out there, the groupings don't stand out like they do with a high sun angle, and I'm not even sure that I marked on 150, although it was one of three craters in there with pretty high contrast.
Okay, we copy that, John. Thank you.
The first mark definitely was not on the site, on the, what I thought was 150. The last four were.
Okay, we copy that. Thank you.
Joe, I've got this object got in front of me again. I'm sure that keep the same orbital mechanics. It must be a big hunk of mylar out there in reflected sunlight. It's going to its own terminator now. And it's held about the same. It's pitched down in a local vertical of about, I'd estimate, I'm coming up to it now, 330 degrees. It's holding out there at 330.
Okay, sure, understand. And you think you think that's a hunk of mylar, you say, Tom?
You have the data, Joe.
Yeah, to be that low down below us and still keep about the relative position, it's got to be, Joe Horn.
Okay, you can't get the binocular on that, can you?
Joe, I'm looking at it now, and to be in sunlight, where it is, it has to be awfully close to it, and I got the binocular on it. I think it's a piece of mylar, too.
Okay, mighty fine. Thank
It'll
you.
It'll probably go into darkness about... I'll give you a hack. It ought to go into darkness about the same time we do, if we can tell here, and I'm pretty sure it's not too far away.
Okay, we understand. And I understand you're ready for this map update, Ted?
Now, let me watch this thing first, and then I'll get it.
Okay, give me a call when you're ready.
Houston, do you have the data from that landmark, over?
Roger, we got it. And at 10, this is Houston. Jack says it looked like your last four marks were spaced very nicely over the target.
Yeah, whatever it was. Roger. I think that was Site 150, but boy, there are a lot of shadows out in that place and, right now, and I would be 100% sure that was Site 150 crater.
Okay, we copy.
But it was darn close to what?
Okay. Niner, 135. 5530. And that's all. I'll stand by for your readback.
Okay, they're all 135. Make hold. 09-4200-09-5530.
Roger, that's correct. And on this photo update, again, Gino, did you say you guys are out of film up there? There's no sense sending it up if you're all out.
No, we can
load
this last week. We've been saving for this. Give us the update.
Okay, coming up. Descent strip and site 3. 135. 59-24. 136. 0101. 136. 1852. Your ordeal angles are roll 180, pitch 282, yaw 000. At T1, yaw right 20 degrees. At T2, yaw left 20 degrees. That concludes, and standing by for the readback. Okay, read back correct, Dale.
And are you going to update us beyond these, or do you want us to get high gain?
We'd like to have high gain, Dino. We'd like to look at some of the data.
Bye.